How to Be Happy podcast, episode number 24. Welcome to the How to Be Happy podcast with Jared and Emily Akers, where we talk about life, love, happiness, respect for yourself and your partners in life. So open your hearts and your minds and get ready to be honest, be loved, and be happy. Hello, everybody. This is the How to Be Happy podcast. I'm Jared Akers.
I'm Emily Akers.
Who are you?
Emily Akers.
Yeah, so good to see you today.
Hi, you too.
I mean, yeah.
Where you been?
I've been in your dreams, baby.
Of course.
That's right. Let's see. So, what's been going on?
Well, kind of exciting weekend.
Yeah, we bought
a big choice.
Yeah, we bought a new bed.
Big commitment.
Yeah. You know, with a adjustable base and all that kind of stuff. We didn't go with a top of the line.
Yeah.
I didn't want to spend 10 grand on a bed.
That's insane.
Yeah. And, you know, so I lost some sleep last night on the old bed thinking about the purchase.
I think.
You know, we're going to have it. Hopefully, this will be the last bed we'll purchase, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hope so.
Yeah. Anyway, well, today's topic, I was listening back to our last podcast and we interrupt each other a lot.
Yeah. A pitfall of being really comfortable with each other, I think.
Yeah. And I got so frustrated I had to stop listening to it because I'm like, gosh, you will not let me finish a sentence or I cannot get a word in.
I am bad about that.
But we do that a lot.
Not just with you.
Right. Well, and we do that a lot when we go out with people. Mm-hmm. Like, we're like so enthusiastic and stuff about, you know, our lives.
Life.
And we like, these other people are just bouncing back and forth. I don't think they can, who do I look at?
We tend to speak everything we think.
Yeah. Thus the podcast, I guess.
Exactly.
So we thought.
So on the off chance that you might have this issue as well, it's something worth looking at. If not, enjoy us trying to figure this out for ourselves.
Yeah, so I came up with an idea. The topic that I kind of came up with is mindfulness, listening, and communication exercises. And I'd read a book last year, I think it was. It's the book is actually called Search Inside Yourself, The Unexpected Path to Achieving Success, Happiness, and World Peace. And it's by a guy named Chad Meng Tan. I don't know if I said that word right, but his name right. But it's actually a program that they do at Google to teach mindfulness. I don't know if it's like a leadership program or what, but it's mindfulness and that you can become a better communicator and that ultimately your organization will be more successful. And there were some interesting exercises in there on communication. So I thought we would just try those out. Are you game for that?
I'm on. I'm ready.
Yeah?
Yep.
And some of this stuff, I've never been in couples therapy. I've been to a lot of therapy. But you did exercises like this in therapy?
In individual therapy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, with like the therapist?
Well, in a group therapy session.
Oh, well, I've been in group therapy.
Yeah, group therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so one of the things that initially made me think about this kind of topic is mindfulness. And mindfulness basically is just being aware of what is going on in the moment or what's going on with inside yourself and being in the moment. And I found a definition for mindfulness by a famous meditation teacher named Jon Kabat-Zinn. And he says, quote, mindfulness means paying attention in a particular way, on purpose, in the present moment, and non-judgmentally, end quote. Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
And I had no real idea what mindfulness was, but I kind of got into it because of all the work that I'd done on myself. And of course, meditation is part of that. And in case you've never tried meditation, you can actually check out jaredakers.com/meditation. And there's a book that I recommend. It's called Mindfulness in Plain English. And it's kind of a good starter kind of deal for meditation, stuff like that. But anyway, these exercises, first you have to have mindful listening, which means you have to listen, right? And that means, but that also means being aware of what you're feeling, which is called dipping. And I guess we'll get into those definitions a little bit later. But so initially, here's this one exercise. It's the formal practice of mindful listening. And the way it works is person A starts a monologue and speaks for 3 minutes, and you just keep speaking, which shouldn't be a problem for either one of us.
Truly.
And if you run out of things to say, it's fine. Just sit there in silence till you come up with something to say, which is kind of like in therapy, at least for me and some of the group therapy, it was, you know, when it's someone's chance to talk, you let them talk. You don't come in and rescue them. You don't,
right?
You know, you just, even if they start crying, a lot of people.
Yeah, three minutes, when you say 3 minutes, it doesn't sound like that long, but I think it's a pretty long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we can, you want to do 2 minutes?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to bore everybody.
Oh, I'm sure we're past that. No. Okay. So the entire 3 minutes belong to you, Emily. You want me to go first?
Please.
Okay. So the entire 3 minutes belong to me. Yeah. And I can use the time however I want, blah, 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 blah. And some subjects, suggested topics for monologue. What are you feeling right now? What is something that happened today that you want to talk about? And anything else you want to talk about? Now, the instructions for the listener, which would be you, and this Emily, in this instance, is your job is to listen. And when you listen, give your full attention to me. You may not ask questions during these 3 minutes. You may acknowledge with facial expressions by nodding your head or saying, I see, I understand. Sounds so corny.
When yeah.
You know, you may not speak except to acknowledge, and try not to over acknowledge because you don't want to lead the speaker.
Yeah.
Leading the witness.
I get it. You don't want to yawn too
yeah.
much.
Yeah. And if I run out of things to say, right. Yeah. right. You know, give her, me the space for silence and then be available to listen. Okay. All right. So I have a little timer here. My trusty iPhone.
Oh,
yeah. So that's it. So I'm going to start it.
You're going to speak for 3 minutes and I'm going to nod and say yes. And I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I guess we could. Okay. Let's
just. Mark, is that go.
All right. Well, I'm going to start speaking now. So, you know, I was thinking about. You know, our financial situation. And I don't know, it's like I'm so willy-nilly when it comes to spending at times, but then
I see.
I think, well, you know, you can't take it with you. We have all these cliches and we can justify just about anything. So I'm thinking, well, am I justifying this purchase because, you know, the salesman's great and, you know, and then you had mentioned, well, we keep coming back to this situation over and over again. Like my back is sore and my back hurts and is it our bed? And we have this 2-inch memory foam topper on it. And we've always said how great our bed was. But over the past year or so, I just don't seem to feel like I sleep all the way through the night. And I try to minimize that and think that, well, maybe it is the bed or maybe it isn't the bed. And so I thought, well, what the heck? Let's just go and make this purchase, and I don't know, maybe it'd be worth it. And then I was laying awake all night worrying about, okay, you know, what happens if I would lose my job or something, and you know, would be able to get all this paid off. And so we need to do a budget. You know, my mind was just racing over and over. And so I got up this morning and actually kind of wrote down, you know, what our bills are and that kind of thing. And I realized that we really can get this stuff taken care of. You know, I spend a lot of money on just, well, I don't know, a lot of stuff that we don't really need necessarily, like food. And I don't know. So I think the reality is, you know, when I look at what we bring in a month, we can certainly do it. And you know, the question is, should we have put it on credit? And you know, probably not. If you're, you know, subscribing to the whole, you know, don't go into debt, Dave Ramsey kind of thing, and only use cash. And I know that we love to travel and we haven't been able to travel. We won't be able to travel. At least we've told ourselves that we shouldn't until we get all this stuff paid off. And hopefully we can do that within this year and travel again, because I really miss that. And I've also been kind of distant, I know, the last couple of nights, you know. And just like 3 nights ago, I had said, you know, I had kind of made myself really mindful that, hey, this could all be gone tomorrow. You know, it's like something could happen and this person, you, could just all of a sudden not be there anymore. And that would be really weird and hard to accept. And I know we talk all the time about, you know, we'll be happy and we don't need each other to be happy. I mean, it's great, but, you know, it would suck. And anyway, my 3 minutes are up.
I understand. That's harder than you think, but it's also great because you said a lot of really cool things.
I didn't get into anything deep there until the end.
I think you got pretty deep.
But it's kind of interesting because when the other person can't talk.
How amazing that you think that way.
What?
I've always thought that. I love the way you think and share and, you know, yeah.
Well, it's kind of interesting when you get to talk and, you know, the other person can't interrupt you. It's like.
You felt a sense of peace. Yeah,
but I felt like I had to get into something really deep. But I just kind of started with what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool. First part of the exercise is basically just to listen, not necessarily to give feedback, right?
Right. And actually, I was just looking at what it says to do for the next part. It says have a meta conversation for the next 3 minutes just on what the experience was like. And we just kind of were doing that.
Oh.
It's kind of interesting.
Intuitively.
Yeah. I guess it makes a big difference when it says, okay, here are the rules. For the next three minutes, I'm talking and you just listen. But not like I'm talking and you're going to listen for the next 3 minutes.
No, but I like that in terms of resolving conflict as well. You know, if you both want to resolve the conflict, you know, give each other the platform to do that.
Yeah.
Because when you are in conflict, you do want to get your 2 cents in, you know?
Yeah. Right.
I liked not being able to answer.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You ready for your time?
Yes. So then now I'm going to have 3 minutes.
Yeah. And I went a little over 3 minutes, so you can have about 3 minutes and 20 seconds if you want.
Okay. Yeah. And I was wondering if I should hang on to the.
Yeah. You want to do that so you kind of know.
To the time.
Or should I just tell you when 3 minutes are up?
No, because you went over and it's kind of nice to have that power.
Okay. You can start anytime.
You have to do mark a second.
Do you want me to tell you the topics again or just some ideas?
No, I think I'm just going to pick up where you left off. I'm going to respond.
No.
You don't want me to respond to your...
Not so much.
No.
Just start talking about something that was on your mind or something that happened, which is kind of weird because stuff always happens together. Or just something, I don't know, whatever. And if it leads into that, then that's fine. I don't know. Just do it however you want, I guess.
Okay.
That's the whole purpose. Are we starting?
I've been trying to make up my mind.
Okay, we're starting.
What to do about my business. You know, what direction I want to go with it. I know that the owners that I rent my salon from are struggling in their business. And they've in no way said that they're going to close, but the business is kind of worrying me. So I think about what I would do, where I would go if I couldn't work there, you know, or where I want to take my career, if I want to do something different while I still have time to do something different.
Mm.
And it stresses me out quite a bit. And I find myself, when I start thinking about it, it gets pretty scary. So then I just say, oh, well, that's not going to happen right now. I don't have to deal with that right now. But it keeps coming back into my mind. You know, and I want to be participate in the financial commitments of this relationship as long as I possibly can. It's pretty heavy on my mind. But that's only a minute and 20 seconds, and I'm already out of something to say. I feel like I really say everything that I need to say. What else can I talk about? I don't really have anything else to talk about. So I'll stop now. So that was a minute and 40 seconds.
Oh, come on. You can do better than that.
I can't think of really anything right now.
Close your eyes and feel what you're feeling. Okay, no, so
let's go on to the...
All right, so...
This is like homework.
So, okay.
I'm just not... I don't really have anything to talk about. Sorry. Well,
no, I know that is not the case.
Well, now, because I always say what is on my mind.
Yeah.
I haven't saved anything up.
Yeah. Well... Okay, so part of, like, the second part of the exercise was, that was kind of one part of it. That's called mindful listening, right?
What did you, how did you feel when I was talking and you knew you couldn't talk?
I actually had to really, I mean, it's a good exercise for a man because I immediately want to give you a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, here's the deal.
Right.
You know, let's be proactive. And do we want to be proactive? And it sounded like you were describing some denial. You know,
yeah.
Which is, but you don't, and of course, that could all be speculation on your part too. So there's a few different things. You could talk to them directly and say, hey, what's going on? Is there going to be something, you know, and they can
either
tell.
Yeah, but you can't.
Right.
I couldn't respond to what you said like that. I just meant, how did it feel not being able
you're
to.
Right. I was doing the second part of the.
I'm
being a man. I'm trying to give you an answer.
How did it feel to not be able to say those things when I was talking?
It was, I had to.
Force you to be attentive?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
I had to.
We need to do this more. Just give each other, you know, eye-to-eye contact, and I liked it.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that last night. We were talking about this exercise because I was kind of going over with you what we're going to do in the podcast, and I was thinking, well, we do that anyway, but we really don't. I mean, because we're always kind of sharing stuff, but when there's something that's really, that we really need to talk about,
yeah,
we need to do that,
mm-hmm.
you know, take and say, hey, you know,
yeah.
And one of the things that says in this exercise is this is really good for when you're trying to resolve conflict,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
just shut up and let the other person talk for 3 minutes. And if you have to get out a stopwatch or something and,
yeah.
you know, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Just because you're telling that, one of the things that it says in here that really, I really love is that, when a friend or a loved one is speaking to you, adopt a generous attitude by giving the person your gift of your full attention and the gift of airtime. You know, attention is the most valuable gift we can give to others.
Mm-hmm. And in this day and time, we have all kinds of electronic gadgets that we're playing with and television that we're watching and children that we're attending to and animals and, you know, it is important to make special time that we're just spending communicating.
Yeah, and these are the times that we're going to, you know, when we're doing those other things, we're just wasting time. But these...
Well, we're living life.
Yeah, but these moments mm-hmm. when we're communicating and are going to be the things that might not be there forever.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
They'll always be. Words with friends is... Some form of that's going to be there forever.
I was going to tell you something the other day, and I don't know if this is the right time to tell you, but I'm thinking of it. In the wintertime, when people aren't in the sun, you know, some people get that winter depression.
I do.
And I know you do. And I was thinking the other day, and I think everybody probably suffers from it to some extent, but there are ways to get light that will help with that. Tanning beds. They have a red bed that doesn't have the tanning rays, but it has the light that helps.
The vitamin D actually, or whatever?
Yeah. And it helps your skin.
Well, so they have little lights that you can buy, like put on your desk.
Mood lights. Yeah.
They have this.
Mm-hmm.
I should try to get one of those.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of ways that you can.
Because I kind of blow it off. Like, well,
that.
I know I'm kind of depressed. Cause
there's a little bit of a melancholy that I get from you. Well, like when you said that the other night, that this might not be here forever, you know. And I feel like that sometimes, you know, am I taking this relationship for granted, you know, that is he always going to be there? And that's when I put my foot over to make sure he's still there, you know?
Yeah.
Because there, yeah. I mean, there are people that I know that have lost their significant other and they do go on and they can have happy lives. Of course, it's never the same, you know, when you have a great love.
Well, yeah.
That's that's a wonderful gift, and it would be missed on my part too.
It would be.
Yeah. So anyway, just wanted to tell you about the light thing.
Yeah, I might have to get one of those because I always kind of blow it
or
off.
Or you could just go tan.
Well, I know that I have that, and I know that it's a real thing.
Yeah.
That wintertime.
A lot of people do tan like just once in a while to kind of get a little. Yeah. Lights. You should just come in.
Or get one of those lights.
Yeah.
You're not listening to me.
But that.
I snorted.
You're going to buy more?
Okay, my computer keeps trying to restart. Because I update it. Usually I try to make sure the computer's updated before we do this.
I don't know.
So I just have to keep clicking. We use this little laptop to do the sound effects and all that kind of cool stuff. But this also said, I'm quoting some stuff from the book, Search Inside Yourself. It said, when we give our full attention to somebody for that moment, the only thing in the world that we care about is that person. Nothing else matters because nothing else is strong within our field of consciousness. What can possibly be more valuable gift than that? Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to get one of those lights because I'm a very outdoorsy mm-hmm. person. And mm-hmm. in the summer, I'm outside. We're by the pool. I'm mowing the lawn. Mm-hmm. I'm working. I'm running. Mm-hmm. And now it's like I just watch TV.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And gaze into your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. Jeez. Okay. What we did was mindful listening. Mindful conversation includes one, mindful listening.
I was just wondering if I can reserve that 3 minutes for another time.
You bet.
Awesome. Because it's kind of fun to have the floor and know that I'm.
Well, and there's a mindful conversation exercise too that goes on for 4 minutes. I don't know. We won't necessarily do that, but I'll explain what it is. It's very similar to mindful listening, but you incorporate these other two things. Looping. So mindful conversation is mindful listening, which we just talked about, looping. And looping is closing the loop of communication. The person listening loops back by saying what she thought they heard the speaker say. And dipping means checking in with yourself, knowing how you are feeling about what you are hearing. Part of the practice is becoming able to give full attention to the speaker with full awareness of your own feelings.
Mm. And then at the end of the exercise, to express those feelings that you were having during their time.
Yeah. So, speaking. Yeah, the formal practice of mindful conversation is, you know, basically what we did where you speak for 4 minutes and while you're speaking, maintain some mindfulness of your body mm-hmm. and what you're feeling while you're speaking. You know, like when I was speaking, I closed my eyes. Mm-hmm. I guess I was kind of doing that. I mean, mm-hmm. I was kind of dipping in to see what I felt mm-hmm. about what I was saying. And that helps you communicate more, more authentically, I think.
I think too.
Yeah. So the entire 4 minutes belonged to you, blah, blah, blah. You know, kind of same thing. We're not things to say. And the listener, your job is to give your full attention and while at the same time maintaining some mindfulness of your own body. So the listener dips as well. Mm-hmm. As I'm listening, I'm getting in touch with the emotions that what you're saying is bringing up inside me, whether I relate to it or not. But the key is don't verbalize those emotions
until
they're done. But don't let those emotions like, oh my God, she's talking about something that's making me feel insecure. Then all of a sudden I'm running around in my brain, not listening because I'm... Mm-hmm. So kind of dip, that's why it's called dipping. Dip mm-hmm. into that emotion, but then get back into the listening,
right.
You know. And then after that, the mindful conversation is looping back. So then you speak for 4 minutes, dipping in every once in a while, mm-hmm. feeling what you feel.
Well, and another thing I'm aware of, if you are having an emotion when someone's halfway through telling you what they're going to tell you, your response may be different once they have a chance to finish their thought.
Exactly.
You know, like your initial reaction might be answered and then change, you know, the longer someone is telling you their story or that whatever it is that they're expressing.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because when you're talking, all of a sudden you bring up emotion and then I start coming up with what I'm going to say and then I take it out of context because you're not done talking about what the whole experience was.
Yeah. So I think I would like to practice this all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah. So then the resolution part is then after that So after you speak, talk, dip into your emotions. I listen, dip into my emotions. And then after that,
we're going to need a towel.
I repeat, I repeat back to you what I thought I heard you say. And I say, you know, what I heard you say was, and then basically you do that back and forth until the one that was speaking says, I completely feel that you understood what I was expressing.
Hmm.
So
communication.
Yeah. It's kind of a
communication 101, right?
Yeah. It's a more in-depth kind of way to look at the typical, what is it? The I statements, you know, which we'll kind of go over real quick, but. So anyway, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It talks about you can do that informally with people, you know, but you might not want to go up to someone and say, hey, I'm going to talk to you and hey, I want to try this practice. I read this cool book, so I'm going to loop you and dip myself. It's like,
I think the guy that was selling the beds yesterday probably could have used
a little looping.
Some of this training. Yeah. Well, you know, you're going in to buy something. And it's a fairly expensive product that they're selling, thousands of dollars. Yeah. And every time I would say something, or you would say something, he would relate it to a story about himself and go off on a 5-minute tangent. I probably know more about him than I really care to.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be insensitive, but I didn't go there to make a friend. I went there to buy a bed, yeah. You know, and I don't know whether he was trying to win me over because I was showing some resistance.
Well, you're the heavy. I'm the bad cop. I'm the good cop. And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. And she's like,
yeah, but oh, he just went on and on and on about his whole life, basically.
Yeah. Well, I kind of, when you were getting the chiropractic, mm-hmm. you were getting a massage.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of it's a good idea. You walk into a bed place and they have given away free massages with a chiropractor there. So you were doing that. And I was talking to the guy, we were talking about kind of, mm-hmm. you know, he said, you obviously married up.
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't very nice.
Well, maybe he didn't say it that, but he said, you did what my father always said to marry up or something. And I was like, yeah, I did. But
wow.
He said something like that. I mean, he meant it in a nice way.
Yeah, but what was he saying?
I mean, it's nice to hear another guy say, hey, your wife's hot. You know, that's basically what I was saying. That's the way I took it.
Oh.
So.
Well, I think we both married up.
Yeah. So just remember the three parts of this exercise: listening, dipping, looping.
There you go.
Anyway, so that's a basic, pretty in-depth way. The next one, I got this from the University of something, something.
Yeah, no plug.
The resource found on California State University's website. It's this. We've all seen this one before. It's the communication exercises: I statements and active listening. Right. So, person one says, "Hey, communicate your feelings and make a request while refraining from blaming, making assumptions or judgments." So you say, "I feel emotion when the situation, and I would like your request or need."
Mm-hmm. Not you should or you need.
Right, right. Person two, they acknowledge the person's feelings and request before responding with how you see the situation and if you agree to the request. You feel, blah, blah, blah. So basically, here's an example. Person one, I feel ignored when you don't answer my texts right away, and I would like for you to let me know that you are busy and cannot talk. Then person two says, when I don't respond to your texts, you feel ignored. And you don't like ignored, and you'd like me to let you know if I'm busy. I didn't mean to ignore you. It's just that I got caught up with work during my day. I'll try to let you know when I'm heading into a busy part of my day. So let's try this.
Okay. Well, I think you just did.
Well.
All right. Try something else.
I feel happy
when you express concern about the way we spend our money.
And then now what's your request?
I would like you to continue to share those feelings with me.
Well, that was all positive. You're welcome.
So okay. You try one. I have a feeling you have an idea. Okay, go.
I'm trying to think of the emotion. I feel frustrated when you interrupt me and I would like you to acknowledge that when we're out with people.
I hear you saying that you're frustrated with me interrupting you when we're out with people. And I apologize for that. I'm willing to make an effort to be more aware.
That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. High five on that.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Because I know that.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, well, I should just be this stoic person and just say things when
I get
asked. Yeah, but then
what's that going to do?
Well, I know.
What does it do when you know, when you're not expressing how you really feel about something that bothers you? What happens?
Resentments.
Yeah. Resentments and training.
Yeah. Episode number.
Yeah. And then by the time you blow, you're not even sure what the first thing was.
Yeah.
I would rather you tell me always. Quit being trying to be stoic.
All right. Cool. Well, those are good exercises.
Yeah, they are.
We should probably try to take some time and do those.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You all try it at home, too, and see what you come up with. We'd love to hear from you. You could go to jaredacres.com and leave a voice message.
Yeah, there's a little tab on the right-hand side of the website. You can click on that. It says podcast, ask questions, and you can record a question straight from your computer. Can't get easier than that.
Right on.
Unless you don't have a computer.
Love to hear from you.
Also, what would really be cool, and we would really appreciate it, is if you could go to iTunes and leave us an honest review. You can just search iTunes for the How to Be Happy podcast. Or you can also search for Jared Acres or Emily Acres as well, I believe. And just click on write a review. And you can even leave a question in there and we can respond to it and give you a little props and shout outs. And we do have a call-in number, too, for people located in the U.S., which is 775-234-8373. You can leave a message there as well. And we might use your question on the air. Anyway, next week, we have a pretty good idea of what our topic is going to be.
Awesome.
It is something along the lines of, how do you determine if you're in a healthy relationship? Got a whole bullet list of things that people should, your partner should have. So there's some pretty interesting stuff in here, and we'll talk about those. But anyway, thanks for listening, and
always remember to
be honest,
be loved,
and be happy.
Be happy.
Did you know, though, that I usually say it's be love, not
be love. Oh,
yeah, not be loved. But I had someone say, well, how can you be love? That's just not.
We are love.
But I'm like, no, be the epitome, be love, be what love represents. So does that make sense?
I never even knew. I thought you were saying loved, but I like the other. I like them both.
Be love.
Be love.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense to me.
And most importantly, be happy.
Happy. Thanks. Cool.
I think it's our best one yet.
Yeah.
So at the beginning where you let me flub, will you X that out?
Well, let you what?
I didn't say my name right.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'll leave it.
Yeah, well, I would appreciate it. I feel anxious when you aren't willing to delete something
really
that's going to
portray
me in a negative
it's
light.
Part of the music and everything.
In the beginning?
Yeah. I got the music playing in the background. I'll listen to it. Oh, shit.